Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, June 26th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, iPadOS 14 adds many of the same features as iOS 14, such as new widgets and upgrades to Siri, but it also includes a few other changes specific to the iPad. iPadOS 14 brings multi-window support for the Apple Music app, as well as low power mode for the first time. But on the other hand, iPadOS 14 also misses out on one of the most useful changes in iOS 14. Apple added multi-window support to the iPad with last year's introduction of iPadOS 13. The feature allows users to open multiple instances of the same app at the same time. It's most useful for apps like Safari, where you could open two browser instances at once. In iPadOS 14, the Music app has become the latest system application to add support for multi-window capabilities. This means you can have two instances of the Music application open at the same time, side by side. While this isn't as useful as multi-window in an app like Safari, there are a couple of different ways you could take advantage of it. For example, you could keep live lyrics in one window and continue browsing the Apple Music app in another window. You could also use it to keep the Now Playing screen along the side at all times or for quick access to a specific playlist or album or your queue. iPadOS 14 also appears to add support for Low Power Mode, a feature that has been on the iPhone for several years. Low Power Mode aims to reduce the amount of power your device uses by disabling things like background email fetching, Hey Siri, and some visual effects. On the iPhone, you can enable low power mode via the battery section of the Settings app. But in iPadOS 14, there is no toggle to enable low power mode. Instead, you can use Siri to enable the feature. Interestingly, enabling low power mode on the iPad does not turn off Hey Siri, but it does change your settings for things like auto lock and background app refresh. For example, low power mode on your iPhone changes auto lock to 30 seconds, and on iPadOS 14, it changes it to a slightly more generous 2 minutes. When low power mode is enabled on iPad, the battery icon in the status bar turns yellow, as does the battery widget on the home screen. It is possible that this is a bug that Apple will remove in future betas. The fact that there is no toggle in the Settings app for low power mode on the iPad could mean that you shouldn't be able to even enable it via Siri in the first place. We'll have to wait and see as iPadOS 14 beta testing continues throughout the summer to know for sure. Finally, one of the most welcome changes in iOS 14 is built-in emoji search for the first time. When you tap on the emoji button in the bottom left of the keyboard, there is a new search field above the row of emoji. But unfortunately, this feature has not yet made its way to iPad with iPadOS 14. Of course, it is possible that emoji search comes to the iPad with a future beta of iPadOS 14, but for now, you'll have to continue manually looking through the thousands of emoji choices. In other news, Apple has reinforced its commitment to privacy with iOS 14, including new features to give users more control over what data each app has access to. One of these features is a new banner that pops up that lets you know if an app is pasting from the clipboard. And this is already exposing the behavior of some popular applications. One of the first apps people realized were snooping on the clipboard was TikTok. The privacy banner kept showing up on the screen all of the time when the app is running, and this has not only annoyed beta users but also made them worried that TikTok is copying personal data from the clipboard without permission. In a statement released yesterday, TikTok explained that it is not collecting data from the clipboard. Instead, the app has a custom system to identify repetitive spam behavior. The company alleges that this feature is what's triggering the new iOS 14 privacy banner. But even though it says it is doing nothing wrong, TikTok will no longer automatically access user clipboards when a future update of the app is made available. What's interesting here is that TikTok is already changing its behavior, even though iOS 14 is still only available in developer beta. According to a report from The Telegraph, there are other apps that are constantly checking the iOS clipboard, including AccuWeather, Overstock, Call of Duty Mobile, Patreon, and Google News. We expect that many other applications will also have to make these kinds of changes before iOS 14 is released to the public this fall. We are sponsored this week by CleanMyMacX, an all-in-one utility that takes care of your Mac's health. It's a macOS cleaner, a performance monitor, and a malware remover, and occasionally a lifesaver. Clean My Mac X speeds up your Mac by freeing up RAM, running routine maintenance scripts, and maximizing performance. It's a great helper when it comes to managing apps on your Mac, and it removes unnecessary apps with their leftover data, and it also helps keep the apps you do need up to date. You can get Clean My Mac X on the Mac App Store and on the MacPaw website. Go to macpaw.com/9to5 to get Clean My Mac X with a 30% discount. We are also sponsored by Mac Stadium, provider of cloud solutions built on Apple Mac hardware. As more teams are working from home, having your Mac build infrastructure in the cloud can make it easy for app development to continue uninterrupted. There's no need to have someone in the office keeping an eye on the Macs. Let Mac Stadium do it for you. Whether you need a single Mac Mini or a fully scalable Mac private cloud, Mac Stadium can help you move your iOS and Mac app development out from under your desk and into the cloud. Learn more at macstadium.com/9to5Mac, where you can also get half off your first 6 months of a Mac Mini subscription with promo code WWDC2020. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best Apple deals at 9to5 Toys include $50 off iPad Mini 5, 256GB models, including both Wi-Fi and cellular configurations. This is a match of our previous mention and one of the best offers we've tracked in 2020. You can also save on various movie and TV shows over at Apple's iTunes storefront. Deals start at $5 and include popular TV shows like Veep, Game of Thrones, and many more. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com and linked in the show notes below. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals throughout the week.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. If you liked the show and you loved our coverage of WWDC this week, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or your podcast player of choice. It is also tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Clean My Mac X and Mac Stadium for their support of 9to5 Mac's WWDC coverage. Be sure to check them out at the link in the show notes below. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.